Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, today we will continue a county by county journey across Ireland, exploring all 32 counties that make up this remarkable island of ours. From dramatic coastal scenery and historic landmarks to thriving cities, charming towns and hidden local gems, we'll take an in-depth look at what makes each county unique. Along the way, we're going to highlight the key attractions, cultural traditions and must-see destinations that continue to draw visitors from around the world to Ireland's rich and diverse landscape. This week's county is County Fermanagh, and I'm joined in studio by travel content creator Will Murphy.
Hello.
Will, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much for having me in.
I have a confession to make.
Well,
I thought, have I been to Fermanagh? And I was only reading through your notes and the destinations. I'm like, I have been. I was there and didn't fully realise it.
Well, that's it. That's always it with Fermanagh. It's kind of forgotten about sometimes. But there's some incredible stuff there, like to see for sure. So
I'd like to apologise to Fermanagh for that statement. And of the places I've been, it was stunning.
It is stunning. You're a beautiful county, Fermanagh. Great stuff going on there, yeah. So it's the Lakeland County. So it's kind of surrounded or made up by the upper and lower Loch Earn. So it's loads of islands and castles to explore. But we're going to start our journey in Enniskillen, which is Ireland's only island town, which I didn't realise until today. So it's sitting between the upper and lower lake. It's kind of nicely positioned there, and we're going to get out first on the water. So we're going to take a water taxi out onto the lake, and we're going to explore the kind of different islands around there. So your guide will tell you about the history and the characters of the Lakelands, which is a really nice kind of way to start your journey there. From there, you can go to Devonish Island. And that's really interesting there. It's kind of has an incredible ancient monastic settlement, and there's a huge round tower there that you can go and see. It's a very small island, but it's a really, really cool one to explore. So yeah, like set out in the water first. That's the best way you could possibly see Enniskillen.
And I've been to Enniskillen a couple of times. Like,
yes.
It's a good stop off if you're going further north.
You always
kind
of find yourself stopping there. Yeah. So there's loads of there's great food spots there to kind of settle into or to find. One of my favourites is there's a gorgeous bakery called Folk Bakery, which is stunning. Every time I stop in Enniskillen, I'm always there checking that one out. So if you do find yourself stopping, go to that one. For lunch or kind of dinner, Bee's Knees is really good. Really kind of like nice chill vibes. And the toastery is really good for toasties and that kind of thing as well. So start off, get your breakfast, get sorted, and then we'll start exploring then. Around the town, there's loads of murals and stuff, which are really, really gorgeous to kind of walk around and see. And there's sort of a new public art installation that has 150 gold swallows. So if you kind of look up at buildings, you'll see the little swallows, and you follow them around to kind of discover different areas of Enniskillen, which I thought was a really nice
way. That's lovely.
Really lovely way to kind of discover the place. One of the kind of most unique places in Enniskillen is the Headhunters Barbershop and Railway Museum. So it's kind of a working barbershop, but also a museum at the same time, dedicated to railways. So you can basically go get your haircut and then learn about the history of Irish Railway at the same time. So it's kind of a funny one to see there as well. Enniskillen Castle is also really nice to check out. That has a museum in it as well. So that's really, really lovely.
Yeah, what about the Game of Thrones connection in County Fermanagh? Somewhere else I've been.
Yes. So if you're there, Blake's of the Hollow is a gorgeous pub. It's a Victorian pub, and it's been serving Enniskillen for over 125 years. So if you've ever heard of the Dark Hedges, now these are in Antrim, but they're the kind of you would have seen, it's very iconic kind of landscape. It was featured on Game of Thrones. So it's a road with gorgeous trees along the route. But unfortunately, I think it was in 2020, their storm came and knocked all the trees down, and everyone was devastated because this iconic landmark was kind of destroyed. But those trees were used as, so they carved down the trees and made these doors. So they've made 10, they're called the Doors of Thrones. So they're 10 doors, and you'll find them all over Northern Ireland. And there's one of these doors in Blake's of the Hollow. So it's really kind of unique carved, intricate door. It shows like a scene of Game of Thrones. These are really kind of really, really interesting ones to see. And you can get yourself a passport as well and kind of tick off or stamp in each of the places that feature these doors. So that's kind of a really fun one to check out.
Yeah, especially with older kids, especially if you've teenagers that may have watched Game of Thrones.
It's
still
really
deciding whether it's one to recommend to. There's a lot
going on there.
Inappropriate imagery and head chopping.
Lots of head chopping, yeah. But the doors are absolutely fabulous and definitely one to check out for sure.
Yeah, and that's a shame because I did see the dark hedges as they were pre-storm. Now, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a letdown, but it's so stylized, the movie, that when you get there, you're like, right, it's a road with a few trees. Now, I love a tree.
I know.
So I was happy enough anyway, and it is packed.
It's always packed with tourists.
With people taking Instagram shots. Yeah. So just, you know, if you're devastated that, oh no, you never got there, I think the door is going to be more special.
You can see them in door form, which is a lot cooler. So then we're going to leave Enniskillen and we're going to follow Loch Earn and we're going to head northwest towards the Loch Naver Forest, which is a 7 mile scenic drive through the forest, which is a really gorgeous way to kind of get around and see it. Especially if you don't want to do a massive hike, you can kind of just look at the views through the car window, which is really fun. And then we're going to head on to Beleek, which is another gorgeous town. You'll eventually reach that. It's on the border of Donegal. It's really, really gorgeous. You'll find Beleek Pottery there, which is kind of a nice different thing to do, especially if it's raining. It's a nice one to tour around, and the craftspeople there are really interesting to talk to and that kind of thing. So that's a really kind of fun, different thing. We're going to head back then to Enniskillen. We're going to loop back around. And the Watermill Restaurant is a stunning spot for dinner. So we're going to grab dinner there. It's kind of like a cottage vibe kind of thing, thatched roof, really, really lovely. And it's been named the best restaurant in Fermanagh at the Irish Restaurant Awards. So it's a good one to stop into for sure.
I love that you're a foodie, Will, that you're just saying, you know, after all this,
around food.
This driving around looking at forests, you're going to be hungry. You're going to need a good meal.
And a good spot too. I like, there's nothing worse than like not finding the right spot and then you go in somewhere and you're like, oh, that wasn't that great. But anyway, I always base my travel around food for sure.
Yeah, and we're lucky in Ireland. I think that's one of the things in every county you're going to find really decent shops, bakeries, restaurants, pub grub. Yeah. So yeah, let's soak that up.
We do some of the best food in the world, so like it's out there. So definitely go and explore it.
So after you've gone to the Watermill, you've slept, you've got up, you've had a decent breakfast, where are you going?
Yes, so we're going to continue on. We're going to go to the iconic Marble Arch Caves, which kind of a lot of people have obviously heard about. But it's, I'll remind you if you don't know, it's an 11.5 kilometre stretch of caves, making it the longest cave system in Northern Ireland. The visitor experience takes you down to the limestone landscape, and it includes like a 10-minute underground boat journey, which is kind of really interesting. You might have seen like TikToks and stuff of people in these kind of underground caves on the boat, and they're like singing because the acoustics are really like great down there and that kind of thing. So it's a really, really cool one to check out. And it's part of the UNESCO Global Geopark. So it's crossing the border between Fermanagh and Cavan. So they kind of both share that kind of space. But it's a really, really iconic and gorgeous one to check out if you're there, for sure.
And great for the content.
Great for the content, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're always thinking about content here.
Did you sing a song under the caves?
I didn't, no. I wouldn't have the voice for it now, but...
Not yet.
Yeah, maybe next time.
You've got some lovely places to stay.
Yes, yes. So this is another thing I like to base trips around as well. Sometimes I like to pick a really lovely stay experience and then see what's around that place. So Finn Loch is a stunning stay. It's really unique. It's these bubble domes. I think a lot of people have kind of seen them, but they're out in the woodlands. They're kind of transparent walls and stuff. It's really private because you're in the middle of nowhere in the woods and you can see up to the stars at nighttime and stuff. It's a really kind of romantic place and also good for friends too. But you can lie in the bed underneath and just watch the stars, which is really, really lovely.
Yeah, I've been there. It's really beautiful. Yeah. Now, I went a good few years ago. The kids were quite small, so I didn't want to be woken at the crack of dawn.
Yeah,
I thought,
the other thing. There's no curtains, people.
But now I'd love to go back because I think it'd be a beautiful way to wake up and be under the stars
absolutely,
at night.
Absolutely,
and they've added a lot more, like a spa and everything since I was last there.
The spa is phenomenal. It's one of the best like spa experiences. It's called the Element Spa. So that's like a stunning kind of, and you can kind of take it real slow and it's nearly like a journey through the woodlands there. There's loads of different types of saunas, plunge pools, all that kind of thing. It's really, really like phenomenal. And they have a restaurant on site as well, which is gorgeous. And that kind of, it's kind of a place where you'd base yourself and you'd be happy to kind of stay there if that's just what you wanted to do. And then maybe on your journey home, like stopping to Enniskillen and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, love that. Then there's the Loch Earn Resort. Yeah. So that's definitely on my hit list to get to.
That's gorgeous too. That's a 5-star resort sitting on its own peninsula. It's really like stunning, looking over the lakes, really, really nice kind of one. Another one I have is Temple Manor Cabins, which are gorgeous cabins. They might be a little bit more on the affordable side for people, but they are also stunning. Really, really nice place.
So is that like a glamping type setup?
Yeah, it's glamping. It's like these kind of really cute cabin stays in the woods, kind of like really nice, kind of that kind of vibe. It's probably more elevated than glamping.
You have a proper bed. You have a proper bed. Kettle, yeah, toilet, shower.
Yeah. You won't be cold. There's like, yeah. And there's, I think there's a little fire stove kind of thing to keep you kind of nice and toasty.
So that is as close to camping as I'm ever going
to get. Yes. You'd be happy out with that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
The people down at Electric Picnic would be dreaming of that right now. So.
Now, you do have a holiday park that if somebody has a camper van, yes, which really is getting so popular,
so
that people
popular,
just travel
yeah
around and park up where
yeah
they want.
Yeah, it's a really nice way to kind of get around Ireland. So the ones I recommend are Castle Arkdale Holiday Park. You can bring your own camper there. That's just beside Loch Earn, and that's really nice. Then you've Rushin House, which is £35 a night, which is good. And that's kind of more for the Marble Arch Caves and the Stairway to Heaven kind of area.
What about Tranish Island now? I mean, you have to boat your way out here, which
yeah
again, I think is quite romantic. You're quite a romantic,
I know,
Will.
I like to, yeah, I like to just treat people out to fun experiences. So this one's really interesting. So you can kind of go out here and you can stay on the Bothy out there. Do you ever hear of a Bothy before?
No.
Oh, yeah, I only heard of this kind of recently. So these are kind of like these little very kind of remote cabin kind of things, very kind of bare bones, basic vibes. Now, this isn't the glamping setup that we're used to, but it's really kind of like they're out in wilderness kind of. Usually they're kind of just left to their own thing, and then hikers will come across them and they'll spend the night there and then they'll head off the next morning. So it's kind of used by hikers and stuff. But this one you can discover through Share Discovery Village. They're kind of like a it's sort of a package thing. You can bring a group out and you can stay there and you can do other things like canoeing, sailing, climbing, archery, all that kind of thing, a whole experience out there, which is really, really fun to discover.
Yeah, that's a very cool and different thing to do. Well,
yeah,
you've certainly left no stone unturned in Fermanagh.
One stone I have left unturned is the Stairway to Heaven. I need to mention that before we go. It's a really Instagrammable spot. Everyone kind of knows it. It's 450 steps to the top. It's kind of, it became massive during lockdown. Everyone kind of went to the Stairway to Heaven. Have you done that?
No.
No? That's, yeah, really, really stunning, stunning spot. So definitely check that one out if you're in Fermanagh.
I absolutely love it. So there are many things I've already ticked and stuff still to do in Fermanagh. So thank you very much for that, Will. Where can people find you?
Will Murphy on Instagram. That's, and TikTok as well. That's where you'll find me.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.